Yes, actually, the warrant of arrest that issued yesterday by the Minister of Justice of the Government of National Unity mentioned that Dr. Khalil Ibrahim and his movement committed a lot of crimes in Darfur, as well as the crimes that committed during the invasion of Omdurman. As you remember, that Khalil Ibrahim and his movement, they tried to attack Omdurman, and a lot of victims and destruction of wealth in Omdurman during that attack. And therefore, at that time, the government took action and issued a warrant of arrest against him, as he considered as out of law. When Khalil Ibrahim accepted to sit for negotiations to solve the problem of Darfur with the government in Doha Forum, the government left the procedure and frozen the procedure that already taken and accepted the negotiation so as to solve the problem on the base of discussion and exchange of opinions with the Justice and Equality Movement. And the negotiation resulted in a good intention agreement, and afterwards the frame agreement that signed in Doha, and the government intended to go deeply to agree upon the details of the frame agreement, but Khalil Ibrahim left Doha Forum, and he announced before some days that he is going to freeze the agreement of that side with the government, and consequently, the government from its side also they returned to the fair square, as Khalil Ibrahim didn't want to resume negotiation, and not respecting the agreement that side with the government. And this warrant of arrest is not new, but it is only activation of an old procedure already the government has taken against him. And I don't think that the statement will threaten the government of Sudan, as this movement have no capacity to defeat the government military. And even in Darfur, I think that the people of Darfur, they hate the Justice and Security Movement, and they are not in a position to accept that violation committed against civilians in Darfur. And the delegation of force of the people has already made during the last election for the President al-Bashir to form a new government. And I think that the new government will hold power with full authorization from the people of Sudan, and they will be in a position to confront any challenges, whether coming from Justice and Equality Movement or from any other armed forces. But still, the government, I think, will have readiness to come to negotiation again without any prerequisite or precondition, in condition that if Khalil Ibrahim comes, I don't think that the government will activate this warrant of arrest. But now, according to this warrant of arrest, the Minister of Justice has called and requested the International Police Interpol to help the government to arrest Khalil Ibrahim, and we will not bother about any reaction that will come from Khalil Ibrahim, as this reaction will mean nothing to our government.
Dr. Rabi Abdulati, the government was in negotiations with GEM, and then GEM decided to boycott because GEM claims that your government, National Army, or Sudanese Armed Forces attacked them. Then you call for the international police to go after their leader. That is why they are having the problem. Why such a move?
No, I don't think that the government, you know, in different cases at different times, before even signing the frame agreement with GEM, announce ceasefire from one side. All the time, the violation comes from the justice and equality movement, and I can confirm that our government didn't violate, and the government is ready actually to negotiate and to resume and to continue negotiation with any precondition and without any exclusion of any point or any issue that already the justice and equality movement presented to the table of negotiation. And I think that the government has an interest to violate the agreement, but this is only something to justify their stance and to justify also their unwillingness to continue negotiation. This is what caused the government to come again to the first square and to activate the warrant of arrest already issued against him after the incidents of Kurban and different attacks by Dr. Khalil Ibrahim movement in Darfur.
President Bashir himself is under indictment by the International Criminal Court. Why do you think he has the moral authority to ask the international police to arrest a rebel leader?
You know, actually, that accusation by International Criminal Court against our president, or even that warrant of arrest issued by the International Criminal Court for our president, this is not concerning us at all, because we are not members in this international court, and we didn't agree on that treaty on which this international criminal court established. And I don't think that our president is subject to be trialed in front of the international criminal court, as this is against the sovereignty of our country. And if even the government, if even the people of Sudan, they have any such remarks against our president, why they have selected him again for a new term in office for the coming 4 years? And I don't think that our people in Sudan will respect or acknowledge the procedure of the International Criminal Court due to the reasons that we have already have our stance, and we don't bother about what to be taken by the International Criminal Court, and we have no concern with that. Our concern is only of our people and the decision that already taken by our people during the last election that resulted in the victory of the president, the Field Marshal Omar Hassan al-Bashir and the National Congress Party. And the austerity of the government and the Interpol, the international police, is an organization receiving requests from the independent government. I think that our Minister of Justice has done this and requested the Interpol to arrest Khalil Ibrahim, as he has committed a lot of crimes in Darfur, and also he has committed a lot of crimes against humanity in the attack in Omdurman, and this is from the functions of independent governments and those governments who are respecting their security, and I don't think that this violated any international system or international behavior of the independent government.
You asked Interpol to arrest him. That means you have an idea that he's not living in Sudan, but outside Sudan. Where is he living at the moment?
Yes, this is actually what is to be taken by our government. That we broke that gem leader committed crimes, and we have proofs, we have evidences against him, and this is what is followed by different countries when anybody committed crimes and escaped or run away from the country. This is a procedure to be taken, and I think that where this is not our function, this is to be carried out by the international police, by the Interpol. Interpol, whenever convinced by the evidence and this accusation, they should take the necessary steps to find out where he is and his whereabouts, and after that arrest him and hand over him to the government. But it is not our duty, it is not our function, but only to, we should, our government now is showing the evidences and showing that Dr. Khalil Ibrahim and his movement commit crimes against humanity and commit crimes against our people, against civilians. And we prove that, and this case already, according to this case, we have requested, our Minister of Justice requested the international police, Interpol, to arrest Dr. Khalil Ibrahim whenever they find him in any country that enjoying the membership of Interpol.
President Bashir recently said the war with GEM was over. Why is he not keeping his word by going ahead to having a lasting peace with the justice and equality movement in Darfur?
You know, actually, the war is over with the people who are accepting this declaration. But whenever the other party, justice and equality, now they are not keeping their actual agreement with the government, and they are not fulfilling their promises according to what mentioned in the frame agreement. And I don't think that if somebody violates the agreement, that you will actually not take against him any action. This is a new, I think, position. When Khalil Ibrahim sat for negotiation, the government also exempted him from any mistake or any crime. And now when Khalil Ibrahim left negotiation, I think that this is a new stance and a new attitude by the government against this violation already committed by him. In Darfur, as he didn't respect the cease of fire, and also in his announcement that he will not come again to negotiation in Doha Forum.